Like the office they commemorate, presidential libraries are living institutions. Certainly, it is my hope that the Reagan Library will become a dynamic intellectual forum where scholars interpret the past and policymakers debate the future.
Welcome to a Reagan Forum, hosted by the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute. The Center for Public Affairs offers lectures and forums presenting perspectives on important public policy issues of the day, from politicians, authors, members of the media, business and military leaders, and more. In this week's Reagan Forum, we're going to break from our normal format to honor President and Mrs. Reagan on what would have been their 70th wedding anniversary on March 4th, 2022. 70 years prior, on March 4, 1952, Ronald Reagan wed Nancy Davis at the Little Brown Church in the Valley near Los Angeles, California. Their only wedding guests were their best man and maid of honor, married couple, and fellow actors William Holden and his wife Artis. It's been said that Romeo had his Juliet, Antony had his Cleopatra, Prince Edward had his Wallace, and Ronald Reagan had his beloved Nancy. Charlton Heston once said that theirs was probably the greatest love affair in the history of the American presidency. What began as a meeting between two movie stars became a real-life love story worthy of their own Hollywood movie. They were two famous figures, and even from the beginning, their relationship was played out on a very public stage. First, they were a well-known Hollywood couple, and in a world where romance often cannot survive the attention or temptations that are part of the lifestyle, theirs thrived. Then, as Ronald Reagan entered the political arena, the couple would become the subject of even more intense scrutiny and examination. What the public saw was a couple intensely devoted to one another. They were always holding hands. Ronald Reagan visibly lit up when Nancy entered the room. And then there was the gaze. Nancy would look adoringly at her husband when he spoke, seeming to hang on his every word. Their devotion to each other seemed at times too good to be true, but some along the way would doubt their sincerity. But there was nothing disingenuous about the Reagans and their obvious affection for one another. Theirs was a genuine love affair. They never took each other for granted, and it has been said that they never stopped courting. They truly could not bear to be apart. Ronald Reagan wrote countless letters to his wife, and Nancy left cards and love notes around for her husband to discover when she was away from him. In a letter to Nancy on their 31st wedding anniversary, he wrote, "I more than love you. I'm not whole without you. You are life itself to me. When you are gone, I'm waiting for you to return so I can start living again." Many years later, when Nancy published some of the love letters she received from her husband, she wrote, "If either of us ever left the room, we both felt lonely. People don't always believe this, but it's true. Filling the loneliness, completing each other, that's what it still meant to us to be husband and wife." We'll hear from Ronald and Nancy Reagan about their relationship in just a moment.
The Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation is the nonprofit organization created by President Reagan himself, and specifically charged by him with continuing his legacy and sharing his principles: individual liberty, economic opportunity, global democracy, and national pride. We must remain vigilant and work together to share these conservative principles with younger generations. Your role is critical to move our mission forward. Thank you for your continued support. Please visit reaganfoundation.org/give. That's reaganfoundation.org/give.
In honor of their 70th wedding anniversary, please enjoy these clips of Ronald and Nancy Reagan speaking of their relationship, their love, and their respect for one another. Let's listen.
"My Nancy, I don't know how to begin to describe what she means to me, except to say, I can't imagine life without her.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. My life didn't really begin until I met Ronnie."
"But what do you say about someone who gives your life meaning? What do you say about someone who's always there with support and understanding? Someone who makes sacrifices so that your life will be easier and more successful. But what you say is that you love that person and treasure her." I simply can't imagine the last 8 years without Nancy.
"Nancy Davis, this is Ronald Reagan from the Screen Actors Guild. Mervyn LeRoy asked me to look into your problem, and I have some answers for you. If you're free for dinner tonight, perhaps we could talk about it then." "Well," I stammered, "I think I could manage it." "How about 7:30, he said. "K, can't be a late night because I have an early call in the morning. I smiled when he said that. Everyone in Hollywood who went out on a blind date knew enough to mention an early call. If the evening turned out to be a disaster, you had an excuse to end it early. Fine, I said. I have an early call, too. I didn't, but a girl has her pride. 2 hours later, my first thought when I opened the door was, this is wonderful. He looks as good in person as he does on the screen. My visitor was propped up on a cane, and he explained that he had hurt himself in a charity baseball game and had just spent 8 weeks in the hospital with a broken leg. We went to LaRue's, one of the best restaurants on Sunset Strip. In those days, the Strip was still the place to go and to be seen. By the time we sat down to dinner, we had finished discussing the Nancy Davis problem, and my date, who was more familiar than I with the mores of Hollywood, had come up with what he thought was the ideal solution. Have the studio change your name, he said. You'd hardly be the first. He had no way of knowing how long I had waited to be called Nancy Davis and how much that name meant to me. I can't do that, I told him. Nancy Davis is my name. I had known Ronald Reagan 10 minutes when he suggested that I change my name. More than 2 years later, when we came back to this topic, I would be all too happy to change my name to his.
If ever God gave me evidence that he had a plan for me, it was the night he brought Nancy into my life. Sometimes I think my life really began when I met Nancy. From the start, our marriage has been like an adolescent's dream of what a marriage should be. It was rich and full from the beginning and has gotten more so with each day. Nancy moved into my heart and replaced an emptiness that I'd been trying to ignore for a long time. Coming home to her is like coming out of the cold into a warm, firelit room. I miss her if she just steps out of the room.
It appears to an observer that after 33 years of marriage, you two are still absolutely nuts about each other. Mrs. Reagan, how do you plead?
Guilty.
Guilty?
Explain it. I mean, it seems to be an extraordinary relationship.
Well, how do you explain it? We're happy.
But why does it work so well?
Want to have a crack at that yourself?
Well, I think we work at it. We work at it.
This is going to be a long interview.
I don't know how to answer it. I just, I don't know, as far as from a man's standpoint, as far as I could say is I think Clark Gable once said the line to someone and said, there's nothing more important than approaching your own doorstep and knowing that someone on the other side of the door is listening for the sound of your footsteps.
And do you feel that every day as you come home?
Yes.
And are you sitting there waiting?
If he had decided to go into the shoe business, I'd be out pushing shoes. You know, whatever.
Aren't you glad he didn't?
Yes. Now, that was my next point. My next point was that actually, as it's all turned out, he's given me the most fascinating, interesting, wonderful, frustrating at times, frightening at times, but a life I never, ever thought I'd have.
But I must say that to my way of thinking, the work Nancy has done can't be compared to the work of anyone ever before. Nancy, I knew for the first moment that I laid eyes on you that you were the greatest, and now the world knows that too.
Ronald Reagan, in repeating a line from a movie in which he had acted, would often say, God must think a lot of me to have given me you. Ronald Reagan thanked God every day for giving him Nancy, and always said that his life really began when he met her. On that day in 1952, when they became Mr. and Mrs. Ronald Reagan, neither of them could ever have imagined where their marriage would take them, yet they knew they would find out together. Thank you for listening.
For more information on the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute, including information on how to become a member, information on upcoming exhibits at the Reagan Library, and more information on the legacy of President Reagan, please visit ReaganFoundation.org. And don't forget to like and follow the Reagan Foundation on all social media platforms.
Until next week, thanks for listening. God bless you.
Don't forget to subscribe to A Reagan Forum podcast in your iTunes or Google Play stores and on other podcast platforms as they become available. New episodes of A Reagan Forum come out every Thursday. Like what you hear? Check out our Words to Live By podcast featuring radio addresses and speeches Ronald Reagan delivered from the 1960s through the 1980s. New episodes drop every Tuesday. And don't forget to follow at Ronald Reagan on Facebook, at Ronald Reagan on Twitter, and Reagan Foundation on YouTube. Also, search for us on SoundCloud and Stitcher.